everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of our Berlin Electrolyzer podcast. My name is Bernd, and with me today is, of course, our chairman, Bruno Pollet. Hello, Bruno.
Hello.
And our guest today is Jean-Baptiste Chouamet of Elogen, a PEM electrolyzer manufacturer based in France and Germany. Jean-Baptiste, we are very happy to have you with us in this podcast episode. And would you like to introduce yourself a bit and explain how did you personally find your way into the hydrogen economy and what is your mission at Elogen?
Yeah, sure. Good afternoon, Bernd. Good afternoon, Bruno. And thank you for taking some time to discuss with I've been in this position for 2 years now, and to be honest, I joined the fascinating world of hydrogen by luck, because my background is more in liquefied natural gas, LNG, and a little bit more than 2 years ago, I joined GTT, which is the world leader for technologies for containment of liquefied gas. A few weeks after I joined the company, GTT made the acquisition of a French PEM designer and manufacturer called, at the time, Areva H2Gen. And this is simply how the story started. So I stepped foot in the company in October, and I became the managing director in December. So this is... And to be honest, I feel extremely lucky to have been given this opportunity. And this is, every day is more exciting than the previous one. So like you said, Elogen is a French company, expert in the design and the fabrication of electrolyzers. And we are focusing on PEM technology, so proton exchange membrane, because we are convinced that thanks to our strong R&D activities, we can make it probably one of the best technologies for the production of green hydrogen in order to enable our clients eventually to produce mass quantities of hydrogen, but also competitive hydrogen.
Very good. Okay, so thank you very much, Jean-Baptiste. It's great to see you again. It's obviously it's been a very exciting time for you and the company, and it's also I've heard many good things about funding and things like that, which is great. It's very good news. I've got a few technical questions for you, and I think our audience would like to really hear the answers to them. So I'm going to start with the first one. So obviously you've been working for the company for a while now, and what is the current status of Elogen's PEM electrolyzer technology?
It's a mature technology because PEM has been used for several decades now, and starting from very complex environment, in particular production of not hydrogen actually, but oxygen in submarines initially.
Yes.
And in our case, we've been designing our electrolyzers and selling our electrolyzers for the last 15 years. Mm. So today, what we offer our clients, what we sell today as we speak, are full complete systems able to produce up to several tons of hydrogen per day. So it means 5, 10, and even above 15, 20 megawatts. So this is this is the kind of system that we sell. We internally have the team able to design the full system. We procure all components, and we manufacture in-house, we assemble in-house the stacks, which are based on our own design, because this is the heart of the technology, and this is actually where the electrolysis reaction is happening. And yes, then we deliver the system to our clients in the form of one or several skids or containers, and we take care of integrating this on site and then commissioning, starting up the machine for the benefit of our clients. So this is where we stand today. Where we want to be tomorrow, first in terms of size of the systems, we want to gradually move to much larger systems that will be suitable for, in particular, industrial applications that will require vast quantities of hydrogen. And for those systems, we intend to have a slightly different positioning where we will focus on basic process design. We will supply the stacks and we will be involved as well in the commissioning of this giant electrolyzer. But the rest, the balance of plant of the system, in our view, will be detailed design and then built by an EPC company, because at the end of the day, this will look, in my view, very similar to other more classical oil and gas installations.
Yes, you're absolutely
then,
right.
Well, so we want to keep a strong arm in terms of engineering, and we want to continue developing the stacks, larger stacks and more efficient stacks, thanks to our R&D.
Thanks very much for that, and I completely agree with you actually on this. In your opinion, what are the main bottlenecks for scaling up the technology, and how do you think we could overcome them?
To scale up the technology, well, I think that one of the main issue, of course, is to develop manufacturing capacities able to deliver much larger volumes of electrolysis capacity from today. So, like I said, we want to manufacture, we want in-house to focus on the assembly of the stacks, because, I mean, we are convinced that this is the part of the process that can be fully automated. So this is why today we already have a significant assembly capacity in our premises near Paris, but this is why as well we are developing our gigafactory a little bit further away from Paris, that will have an initial production capacity of 1 gigawatt of stacks. So this is one key element to answer the question of scaling up the electrolyzers. And then, like I said, in our view, as far as the balance of plants are concerned, what is key is to be able to understand, to work with EPC companies which know how to design, how to build very large oil and gas facilities. Because, I mean, the balance of plants around the stacks, it's about piping, it's about pressure vessels, it's about pumps. I mean, I think history shows that there are, I mean, it's something that companies know how to build.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely right. So in terms of the R&D, where do you see the most need for it and most efforts to be, you know, if you had a lot of money for R&D, where would you put that money into?
For R&D, this is where we are putting the money today. So I will tell you where we are putting R&D money. First one is on the development of stacks that can individually deliver large quantities of hydrogen, because we want to avoid in the near future to have giant electrolyzers with too many stacks. That would be not very practical. So that's why the individual size of the stacks need to increase. And this is where our R&D engineers are putting a lot of effort. Another major element of our R&D effort is to look inside the stacks, and in particular on the components of the cell. So we are working with industrial partners, with academic partners as well, on the various components of the stacks, bipolar plates, etc. But also one key element of focus is, of course, the CCM, so the catalyst coated membrane, where there is the issue of potentially developing alternative ionomers, looking for thinner membranes that will enable the stacks to become more efficient while still being able to operate with a significant pressure differential. And of course, there is another element where we are putting a lot of effort. It's on the catalysts, because we use some precious metals in PEM electrolyzers that are coated on the membrane. But I mean, R&D in the past decades has enabled the quantities of such catalysts to be drastically reduced. Mm-hmm. And we see already today some options to further reduce them very significantly.
Yes,
and the other avenue as well is for some of them also to see whether we can qualify suitable alternatives that wouldn't be derivated from platinum.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is where we are putting most of the efforts. We are also putting a significant effort on rationalizing, simplifying the balance of plants, because still, this can represent a significant part of the capex at the end of the day. But when we talk about efficiency, well, most of it is coming from the stack anyway.
Mm-hmm. So final question for you, actually. If you had a crystal ball here, what would you see actually the market developing in the coming years regarding the market share of the different electrolyzer technologies? What would you say will be the winner, or do you think the most purchased?
I think there will be room for all technologies. But I do believe that the PEM technology can bring a suitable answer for most applications. People tend to say, to be honest, I hear sometimes people saying that PEM is more expensive. I am convinced that this is not the case, because we see it today when we bid on specific projects, that this is not necessarily the case. And as we go along with increasing the size of the systems, as we go along with improving the design of our systems, the efficiency of our systems, I believe we can be on par, if not better, than other technologies, because it's not only the CapEx, it's the LCOH that matters.
Yes, that's right.
And second, I believe that there are some particular applications that will be more compatible with certain technologies. And I would like to take the example of offshore wind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because a lot of companies, a lot of developers are looking at what can we do with very large quantities of power that is produced offshore. And bringing back the electrons to the shore is probably not the best option.
Yes.
And this is where the production of offshore hydrogen can be quite suitable. And this is where, if you can have an electrolyzer that is as compact as possible, that reduces the risk of hazards because it's only running on water without any other chemical electrolytes, liquid electrolytes, then maybe there is a case. And this is why, like I said earlier, we decided to focus on PEM, because PEM is compact, there is only water in the balance of plant, and also the system can react very quickly to sudden loads. In terms of power input.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jean-Baptiste, thank you so much for that. I mean,
very interesting.
So, Ben, do you have any questions?
Thank you very much, Jean-Baptiste. Also from my side, that was a very interesting talk, and we look forward very much to hear a presentation by Elogen on our Berlin Electrolyzer Conference, December 7-8. I think your colleague from Germany, Carsten Krause, will join us.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So, yeah, we very much look forward to meet Carsten and hear his presentation. And I think everyone among our listeners who has more questions about Elogen's technology, is everybody's welcome to approach Carsten Krause on December 7-8 in Berlin and discuss this any further. So, yeah, also from my side, Jean-Baptiste, thank you very much for your precious time. And all and every one of you out there, we hope to meet as many of you as possible on our event in Berlin, December 7-8, the Berlin Electrolyzer Conference. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Auf Wiedersehen. Bye.